Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So, devotees, we are this evening, we are beginning a seminar on Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's a book we refer to sometimes, but we don't focus on so much. Of course, we generally focus more on Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it is a very wonderful book, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he translated and wrote purports on the whole book. It's also three leelas, Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Antya Leela, or Shesha Leela. And it's describing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, of course. Yes. And what we will do, we have now, what is it? It's about five or six weeks until Gaur Purnima on March the 28th. And I thought what we could do is three evenings a week, means 15 or I'm not sure how many weeks it is, but 15 to 18 or so evenings, we can focus on Chaitanya Bhagavat, starting in the beginning, with the beginning, and then going on, let us see how far we get. Briefly, of course, we're not doing an in-depth verse-by-verse analysis at all. If anything, we'll do a chapter-by-chapter analysis, something like that. I'll work out how many evenings and how many chapters and how many chapters we should do each evening to complete the whole book, at least an overview type of program. Yes, so this evening we will, time permitting, we will go through the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 1, and then we'll go through, we'll briefly go through chapter 1, and then we'll go through with a little more focus chapter 2. Chapter 1 is basically just setting the scene. And chapter 2 is all about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. And, it builds up to the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. The first, maybe three quarters of the second chapter is talking about the reasons for the Lord descending, who descended with him, and like that. And then finally coming to the point of his own descent. So as we said, time permitting, we'll just make a beginning. So, all right, devotees, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Leela, Chapter 1. Adi Leela, Chapter 1. Which is titled, actually, Summary of Lord Chaitanya's Pastimes. And then Chapter 2 is the Lord's appearance. All right, so now in chapter 1, the first five verses of chapter 1 are what they call a Mangalacharana. Mangalacharana. Mangala means auspicious, charana means feet, lotus feet. So the Mangalacharana is like the auspicious lotus feet, you could say, of a composition, a written composition. So here the first five verses of the first chapter are the Mangalacharana. And the very first verse itself is a... It's a verse which I imagine a number of you may have heard before. It's just an extremely beautiful verse. It is truly a very amazing verse. So let's read verse 1 now, and then we'll read the other four, 2, 3, 4, and 5, the Mangalacharana. Sort of setting the scene. So here's text 1. Ajanu lambita bujo kanakavadato sankirtanaika pitaro kamalaya taksho vishvambaro dvijavaro yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karuna avataro. So beautiful. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions, and who inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower. They are the maintainers of the living entities, the best of the Brahmins, the protectors of religious principles for this age, the benefactors of the universe, and the most merciful of all incarnations. Yes. Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. The most Karunavataro, the most merciful of all incarnations. So yes, let's read on. Let's read these first five verses. The Mangalacharana. Namastrikala Satyaya Jagannatha Sutaya Cha Sri Britya Saputraya Sakala Traya Te Namaha. O my Lord, you are eternally existing in the past, present, and future. Yet you are the son of Sri Jagannath Mishra. I offer my repeated obeisances unto you, along with your associates, your devotee servants, your sons, your Goswami disciples, or the processes of devotional service, such as the congregational chanting of the holy name, and your consorts, who, according to regulative principles, are Vishnu Priya, who is Bhu Shakti, Lakshmi Priya, who is Sri Shakti, and Navadweep Dham. Navadvip Dham, which is Nila, Lila, or Durga. And according to devotional principles, refers to the two Gadadhars, Narahari, Ramananda, Jagadananda, and others. That was perhaps slightly complicated. These different personalities listed out in the sort of second half of the translation, they are the consorts of Lord Chaitanya. First of all, his two wives, Vishnupriya, Lakshmi Priya. Vishnupriya is Bhu Shakti. Lakshmi Priya is Sri Shakti or Lakshmi Devi. And Navadvip Dham is Nila Shakti or Lila Shakti or Durga. But it may also refer to the two Gadadhars, very, very intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, Narahari Saka Thakur from Sri Kanda, who's another very intimate and in Krishna Leela conjugal associate, Ramananda Roy, Jagadananda Pandit, who is Satyabhama from Dwarka. So these are all devotees who have, the ladies, of course, his wives, and Navadvip Dham, they're feminine anyway, but the two Gadadhars, Narahari, Ramananda, Jagadananda, and others, they are generally conjugal associates of Lord Krishna. Yes. All right, verse 3. Avatirno sa karunyo, parichino sad ishvaro, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Dwo Brataro Bhaje. I worship the two brothers, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, who have descended in this world as the supreme controllers. They have appeared in covered forms as the embodiments of mercy. Verse 4. Sri Jayate Vishuddha Vikrama Kanakaba Kamalaya Tekshana Varajanu Vilambi Sadbujo Bahuda Bhakti Rasa Vinartaka. All glories to Sri Gaurasunda, whose powerful activities are supremely pure, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, whose eyes are like lotus petals, whose six beautiful arms extend to his knees, and whose heart is inundated by loving devotional sentiments as he enjoys dancing in various ways during kirtan. These verses are translated from the original texts into Bengali by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he has written purports. But he has translated from the basic texts into sort of a more easily, not so elevated like classical form of Bengali, but more like a people's understandable type of Bengali, which then of course has been translated for us by a devotee named Bhumi Patti, who's basically a good translator, you could say. Yes, so now verse 5, the last verse of the Mangalacharana. Jayati Jayati Deva Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Jayati Jayati Kirtis Tasya Nitya Nitya Pavitra. Jayati Jayati Brityas Tasya Vishvesha Muratir. Jayati Jayati Nrityam Tasya Sarva Priyanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, who is the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead and the abode of transcendental pastimes. All glories to his eternally pure activities. Sri Gaurasunda is the controller of all other controllers, the Lord of the universe, and the embodiment of transcendental knowledge. All glories to his devotees, and all glories to the dancing of his beloved associates. So those are the five verses making up the Mangala Charana, invoking auspiciousness for the rest of the book and establishing the basic mood and perspective of the rest of the book. I thought, though, that we could just read a few more verses, just a few more, five or six more, which are just sort of developing these themes further. So this is now the next verse. It's verse 6 of chapter 1 of the Adi Leela, Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'll just read the translations. In the beginning, I offer unlimited obeisances to the feet of the loving, confidential devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya. I then offer my obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He incarnated in Navadvip, and he is known as Vishvambar. That same Supreme Personality of Godhead is declared in the Vedas and in Srimad Bhagavatam. That same Supreme Personality of Godhead has declared in the Vedas and Srimad Bhagavatam, worship of my devotees is superior to worship of me. When the great devotee Uddhava inquired about pure devotional service and knowledge of the Supreme Lord for the welfare of the living entities, Lord Krishna glorified his devotees in this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam 11:19:21, which is actually just a line from that verse. Worship of my devotees is superior to worship of me. So the Lord glorified his devotees by speaking in this way. In this verse, Bhagavatam 11:19:21, while describing the various limbs of pure devotional service. Eteke karila age bhaktira vanda ata eva ache karya siddhira laksham. I have therefore offered my prayers first to the devotee, as this is the secret for attaining perfection. Then, of course, Lord Nityananda, Vrindavan Das Thakur, is famous as being a very extremely enthusiastic and, what to say, very forthright devotee of Lord Nityananda, disciple of Lord Nityananda. He was initiated by Lord Nityananda. And therefore, as we go through over the next several weeks or so, as we go through, we'll find different places in which he very strongly, extremely strongly expresses his feelings about Lord Nityananda. Very strongly. In fact, in some cases we'll see so strongly that you think, gosh, that's really, phew, that's pretty heavy even. But right here now in these first verses of the first chapter, he starts now to express some appreciations of Lord Nityananda. Ishta Deva Vandan Mora Nityananda Roy Chaitanya Kirti Spure Yanhara Kripai. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Nityananda Roy, for he is my worshipable Lord. By his mercy, the glories of Lord Chaitanya become manifest. So just an interesting little detail of the actual, the Bengali, is, as you may have caught it when I read the verse, the very first words, Ishta Deva Vandan Mora. I offer my obeisances to my Ishta Deva. Ishta Deva basically means my particular worshipable form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is particularly that form of the Lord upon whom I focus, and who is just, you know, he is my special dearmost form of the Lord, and I particularly and very specifically take shelter of him. Taking shelter of all other forms of the Lord, of course, not being negligent towards any, but giving very special focus and emphasis and importance to that particular one form, Ishta Deva. So Ishta Deva Vandan Mora Nityananda Roy. And it continues. There is no one more dear to Lord Chaitanya than Nityananda. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya always enjoys pastimes with him. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is most satisfied with one who chants or hears the characteristics of Lord Nityananda. And that's as far as we're going to go in the first chapter. Now we'll go in a little more detail into the second chapter, which is titled The Appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Yes. So here Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur begins by describing very briefly, just in a few verses, three or four, perhaps something like that, describing the process of creation of this material world, beginning from Lord Brahma. And then having just looked at that quite briefly, he then goes into a discussion, also fairly brief, about why does Krishna appear? And in order to discuss that, he quotes the two very famous verses from Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Yada yada hi dharmasya glaniya bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijam yaham. And who can tell us the Sanskrit for chapter 4, verse 8? Yeah, go ahead. Thank you. Very good. Yes. So he quotes these two verses to establish in a general sense, in a broad sense, why the Lord appears. We know, of course, from Srila Prabhupada, in a few places, Srila Prabhupada has discussed these verses and the messages of these two verses, particularly the second verse, Paritranaya Sadhunam. The Lord comes to protect the devotees. Vinashaya Chaduskritam, to destroy the demons. Then Dharma Samstapanartaya, to reestablish the principles of religion. Sambhavami yuga yuga. So he comes yuga after yuga for those three purposes. But Srila Prabhupada, in his discussions, he goes quite deeply into the point that really, even though it's a fact that Lord Krishna definitely appears for these three purposes, but actually the main purpose is not even exactly to protect his devotees, but for his devotees, to please his devotees, to satisfy his devotees, to reciprocate with his devotees. This is the idea. And Prabhupada makes the point, and if we think about it, we'll see that it's a fairly clear point. It's not so difficult to understand that in order to destroy the demons, the Lord himself does not really have to appear himself. You know, ultimately, the material nature will destroy the demons anyway. Yes, because they'll die. And, you know, maybe they'll just get old before they die and lose their ability to carry out their demoniac programs. So either the material, in a very ultimate sense, the material nature will destroy them, and the Lord, so therefore the Lord doesn't really have to appear for them to be destroyed, as if they would not be destroyed if he didn't appear. No. And, you know, even if it's not just that ultimate sense of old age and death coming upon them, but in many cases the demons just kill each other. Just leave it up to them. They'll take care of each other. Yes. So this reason, although it's there, Krishna killed Kamsa, Lord Ram killed Ravana, Lord Nrsingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, Lord Varaha killed Hiranyaksha, and Lord Chaitanya, of course, he didn't kill anyone, but he definitely killed the demoniac mentality in so many demons, actually. Jagai and Madai. They're just such terrible, terrible demons. And knew many others. Yes. And then to reestablish the principles of religion, well, Srila Prabhupada came, he re-established the principles of religion on a big scale around the world, including even in India. So it's not that the Lord has to come, otherwise the principles of religion cannot be re-established. No, He does. He spoke Bhagavad Gita, of course. When he comes, he does do things like that. But that can be done in other ways also by other people. But to please and satisfy and give mercy to the devotees, reciprocate with the devotees, only Krishna himself can do that. Yeah. The devotees are longing for the association of Krishna. And when their longing reaches a certain level, a certain point of intensity, then he may appear. So then, Srila Vrindavanas Thakur goes on to discuss how in Kali Yuga, the process, the Yuga Dharma, prescribed process of religion, is Harinam Sankirtan, and the Lord appeared as Sachinandan to start the Sankirtan movement. This is a very important point, and we noted in the very first verse, if you remember, that Sankirtanaika Pitaro, they're the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. Yes. They inaugurated it. They're Pitaro. They are the two fathers. This O ending, Sankirtanaika Pitaro, Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro. It's a dual form. In Sanskrit, there's singular and plural, but there's also dual forms. Yes. So that O is an ending in the dual form. Okay, so yes. So the second chapter then. And in order to do all this, to establish the Sankirtan movement, the Lord organized that, actually, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, all his associates appeared. Anyway, plenty appeared. And he mentions Anantashesh, Shiva, Brahma, Balaram, and various others appeared in different places in Bengal, mostly the Navadweep area, but other places outside also. And eventually they all gathered in Navadweep eventually. He makes the point, interesting point, they did not know who each other was. They were associating before they all came together in Navadweep to really start the Sankirtan movement. Before that, when they were staying, like Nityananda was in Ekachakra, and there were quite a number of associates there. And I mentioned Sri Kanda Narahari Saka Thakur appeared there and was living there, and others were there. Lochan Das Thakur was also from Sri Kanda. Advaita Acharya was, well, in different places, but the main place was Shantipur, and there were a number of associates there. So you get all these associates were here and there. Kalna, Ambika Kalna, Gauri Das Pandit was there with various others. And they were all associates of Lord Krishna. They're all associates of Lord Chaitanya and associates of Krishna who had descended to take part in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, but particularly from when he started the Sankirtan movement. And Vrindavan Das Thakur makes the point that up until that time, generally speaking, even though they were associating with each other regularly, They didn't know that this is an eternal associate of the Lord who, like me, has descended in order to take part in the pastimes. And in many cases, they didn't know that they had descended to take part in the pastimes. It's interesting, you know, very subtle. So, but after some time, they all came to Navadvip, or at least would regularly gather in Navadvip. Right. So after mentioning that, just in general about the associates, and they appeared where they appeared, and then certain things about them, and then that they came together in Navadvip. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur starts talking about Lord Nityananda, just a little bit. So Lord Nityananda, of course, appeared in Ekachakra. His father was Hadai Pandit, and his mother was, what was her name? Padmavati. Yes. In Ekachakra. So, he just makes the point. He doesn't go into detail. Later, there will be chapters just discussing different things about Lord Nityananda. But he just makes the point that in Ekachakra, in that area, from the time of the appearance of Lord Nityananda, everything became very auspicious in the area. And he makes the point that in whatever place or family a Vaishnava appears, people for hundreds of thousands of miles around are all delivered. People for hundreds of thousands of miles, not even kilometers, around are all delivered. So they all took birth here and there, including Lord Nityananda, but then they all gathered in Navadvip. So then he goes on to a description of Navadvip at the time of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. And, you know, we hear about that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that it was very opulent and it was a great place of learning. Many scholars were there, many teachers and intellectuals of different types. And he says, everyone, old or young, was a great scholar, but they were all proud of their learning. Even children would challenge their teachers. And everyone was devoid of Krishna consciousness. They just worshipped Chandi, who's a form of Durga. And they spent so much money on weddings. And they never talked about chanting, even though it's the religion of the age. They loved finding fault with others. Even when they explain Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, they never talk about Krishna or devotional service. Yeah, they would interpret it all in other ways. So therefore the devotees were distressed. There was a community of devotees, and they were always distressed. And the devotees were always praying, bestowing their blessings on the people and praying, "Oh Krishna Chandra, please quickly bestow mercy on these people." So then he goes on to explain how Advaita Acharya was the leader of the devotees. And he says he was the most expert in explaining the devotional service of Lord Krishna with knowledge and renunciation. And he was loudly calling for Krishna, and the sound of his voice went out throughout the universe, through the universe to Vaikuntha. And he worshipped Krishna with Tulsi Manjaris and Ganga Jal. So therefore, when he was crying like that, Lord Krishna came, being controlled by his devotee's love. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, therefore, Advaita Acharya is the best of the devotees. And then Vrindavan Das gives a description, just a very two verses, of the condition of the people. Some people worship Chandi or Durga with various ingredients, and some people worship the Yakshas with meat and wine. People would constantly dance, sing, and play musical instruments in a great commotion, but they never heard the supremely auspicious names of Krishna. So Advaita Acharya, and along with the other devotees, were feeling distressed, and they concluded that only Krishna could deliver these people. Yes. So Advaita Acharya vowed, I will make Krishna appear. I will make Krishna appear. And he began a fast. Advaita Acharya began a great fast, during which, you know, not just denying himself food for the sake of denying himself food, but to free his mind and free his time for Krishna consciousness. Yes, so Advaita began to fast. Srivas Thakur began gathering the devotees for kirtan. These are the nocturnal kirtans in the courtyard of his house, Srivas Angan. And the atheists criticized, what madness! This Brahmin Srivas will ruin this town. And they thought, let us drive Advaita out of town. Let us drive him out. Because he's just corrupting things. And when the devotees heard this, they began crying. So, this is now, listen to this. So Advaita took a vow. Listen to this. He said, listen, Srivas, Gangadas, Shuklambara, I will make Krishna descend for all to see. He will personally come and deliver one and all by preaching devotional service with your help. If I fail to do this, then I will manifest four arms and take up my disc. I will sever the heads of the atheists, and then it will be confirmed that Krishna is my Lord and I am his master. So Advaita, he got into it. He got into it. Yes, so Then there's a bit more of it. It's just four, five verses describing the appearance of Lord Nityananda. He appeared on the 13th day of the waxing moon in the month of Magh. And Hadai Pandit was the father. Yes. From that day on, the district of Radhadesh became filled with prosperity. Then the description of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya begins. And, you know, I'll read a little bit about it. So, first of all, there's a description of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, that before Lord Chaitanya's appearance, Mother Sachi gave birth to eight daughters, all of whom died. But there was one son, not just Lord Chaitanya, there's another one son, Vishwaroop. So he appeared, and he was the older brother of Lord Chaitanya, and he was great, great devotee. But then, in his late teenage years, he took sannyas and left home just like that, and he was gone. And then he passed away not long after, so they never saw him again. So then there was Lord Chaitanya. So first of all, he entered the bodies of his parents. They became effulgent. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, many demigods came and offered prayers. And then there's this whole lengthy, all these prayers, there's like, I would say, what, 50 verses, 40 verses at least, which are simply prayers. And then Lord Chaitanya appeared. Of course, that description is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Lord Chaitanya appeared. That, well, let's read a few verses here. All the auspicious symptoms present throughout unlimited universes appeared together on that full moon night. Thus, the Lord simultaneously appeared along with the congregational chanting of the holy names, which he inaugurated on the pretext of a lunar eclipse. When the inhabitants of Navadvip saw the eclipse, they began to chant the auspicious names of Hari. Millions of people went to take bath in the Ganges while chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. What were they chanting?
Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
I think it was more like, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The whole of Nadia was filled with the sound vibration of the name of Hari. Indeed, the sound vibration filled the entire universe and beyond. Hearing this wonderful vibration, all the devotees remarked, "Let there be a perpetual eclipse." And all the devotees understood that the Lord must have appeared. Yes, the demigods showered flowers, played kettle drums as they chanted, Jai, Jai. And that at that very moment, Sri Sachinandan made his appearance. Yes. So like this, he describes this. Due to the appearance of Sri Gauranga in this world, the sound vibration of Hari's name spread throughout the universe, up to Brahma Loka. The Lord's broad chest is smeared with bright sandalwood pulp and decorated with a flower garland. The Lord's sweet face is as soothing as the full moon, and his long arms stretched to his knees. Sri Chaitanya is the crown on the head of the four Vedas, but sinful and foolish people cannot understand this. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur sings the glories of Sri Chaitanya Chandra and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu King. Sri Nityananda Prabhu King. Any questions or comments, devotees? Maharaj, comment, like to add, subtract.
Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned that even the Muslims were also saying
That's right, that's right, that's right.
They are just imitating, like a joking, you see. All right. These Hindus say Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Right. Right, right. Mataji Rukmini, it's your chance. Okay. So, Sri Gaurachandra appears along with his energies, that the atheists could not understand a thing, excepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus ends the English translation of the Gaudiya Bhashya of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Chapter 2, entitled The Lord's Appearance. So please tune in tomorrow. We'll start at 5:30 with Kirtan. Hopefully, is it possible to have a bit more solid sound system? Yeah. Please come and let's get into it a bit more. When did you last dance in a Kirtan?
A year ago.
Sure. Anyway, let's get into it. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Bol.